Hello and welcome. This file is called AnyMagic. And before you listen to this file, you need to write down the name of at least one animation series or movie. Doesn't matter if it's anime, if it's Western, it can be anything. And the name of a female character in this movie or series. And afterward, whenever you are watching this movie or series, you will fall into a state of trance. Of course, there are safeties to keep you safe. And you will become very connected to this female character, absorbing their femininity, absorbing all their traits, their behavior, their desires, their dreams, their wishes, the way they move, their gestures, pretty much anything feminine about them. They will become your perfect role model. And you might also want to come back to this series or movie again and again, because they're your role model and you want to be like them. Now, if this is something you really like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, getting ready to go into a deep trance. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes. And listen to me and relax, maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you. So that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Any time you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go. Falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. To dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy. Knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you, and you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank. More like a safe. Turned on its back. It has 2.6 meter steel walls. And it's filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be. Once a massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank, and it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank. And you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden, highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G. As you float in this tank, the darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void. In this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins. the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. And it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state. Completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my words, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you the Annie magic. That's right. And before you listen to this file, you should have written down the name of at least one animation movie or series, plus the name female character in this movie or series. And whenever you are watching this movie or series, you will find that you will drop back into a light trance, and you will be very focused, and you will be especially focused on that female character, because that female character will become a role model for you. That's right. And in this state of trance, of deep focus, you will easily and naturally absorb their femininity. That's right. You will be very focused on everything that makes them especially feminine. And you will find that you automatically adopt those behaviors. And you will adopt any single one of those. The way they speak, the way they move, their desires, their dreams, their wishes. You will adopt all of those, and it will simply happen, completely naturally and without any effort. That's right. Of course, I want you to be always safe. So, if at any time while you are watching this series or movie, anything unexpected happens, anything that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, any unexpected situation you have to react to, you will instantly and automatically completely and fully wake back up, so that you will always be able to be safe and to react to any situation that might come up. That's right. If anything unexpected happens, any situation you have to react to, you will be instantly and fully back from this trance state, completely waking up, so that you will always be safe, because the Anime Magic is going to be a safe and fun experience for you. That's right. Every time you are watching any of the series or movies on your list, you will be especially focused on the female character on your list, and you will find that you naturally open yourself up to them. That's right. You will feel their emotions. You will really feel their experience. You will emotionally immerse yourself in their experience. You will find that your empathy for them will grow and grow and grow with every minute you watch the series or movie. And with every minute, you will open yourself up more and more, because your empathy is growing. You're experiencing what they are experiencing. You're opening yourself up to them. And with every minute, with every second that passes, you will go deeper and deeper, focusing more and more on them, on their experience. And because you do, and because you are so connected to them, your subconscious mind will absorb all their behaviors, their desires, their way to speak, their mannerism, their gestures, every little detail. You will absorb all of their femininity, and it will just happen completely automatically. Your subconscious mind will absorb them and automatically integrate them with you, making them a part of you. That's right. And while you're immersed in the story and sinking deeper and deeper into a state of trance, which is completely normal when we are focused on a story, you will find the connection is growing and growing. That's right. You can feel with the character. You can feel with her. And you can so easily put yourself in her place. Experience all of her emotions, all of her dreams, all of her desires. Almost as if you are becoming her. Because you are becoming her in a way. You're absorbing all of her feminine traits so easily, so naturally, just watching it, feeling the emotions, feeling what she's feeling, feeling so connected to her. And with every moment that passes, this connection is growing stronger and stronger. You feel for her, you feel her emotions, right along with her. That's right. And the more you open yourself up, the more you become her, because your subconscious mind knows that you want to be like her. You want to behave like her. You want to move like her. You want to talk like her. You want to have the same fantasies, the same desires, the same dreams, the same goals. And so as longer you watch it, the more you watch it, the more she will become a part of you. That's right. And you will feel it while you are watching it. You will feel so connected to her. You will feel so close to her, as if she's a very good friend, or maybe more like your twin. Someone just like you, and yet at the same time, your perfect role model. Maybe something like the ideal version of you. Someone who is living what you want to be. Someone who is experiencing what you want to experience. And because you feel it, you will want to become more and more like her. You want to copy her. You want to be like her. You want to experience what she experiences. And you will feel how she is becoming a part of you. How her wishes, her desires, her personality, she becomes a part of you. Even down to the way she moves, she speaks, her gestures, her mimic, everything becomes a part of you, and you can feel it. You will feel the deep connection you share, and you will feel how you're absorbing her personality more and more the more you watch it. That's right. And of course, you will want to come back and watch it again and again, because you are sharing this deep connection. You are so fascinated by her. You want to be like her. And so you want to watch her again and again, so you can become more like her. Because you know this is what you want. This is what you desire. And so you will want to come back again and again, watching it again and again, so you can watch your ideal role model, so you can feel the deep connection you share, so that you can open up even more, feel her even more. That's right. And now it's almost time to wake back up again. And I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And with every single number I count, all my suggestions will sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Because you know, once you watch the show or movie you have written down, you will feel it. You will experience it. You will become just like her. That's right. Now let's begin. 0, sink a little bit deeper. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, coming back further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, your muscles built up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and consider supporting you, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.